Hello everyone, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass and it's Paul Trenwith speaking here, and I've got another hour of bluegrass music lined up for you. Some great choices I reckon this time. Digging into my shelves, I've got them all nicely stacked up so I can see exactly what I'm getting, and I look down the list and think, oh, I haven't had them for ages, it's time we got them again. So hope you're going to enjoy. We're going to start off the program with the Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia and Canada, from their Side by Side album, and we're going to hear two songs, I'm Going to Try, which is a humorous song, and I think it's great, written by and sung by Rick, the banjo player, and then the Merle Haggard country song, Silver Wings, great country song, sung by Alan, who's got just the voice for it. Let's enjoy the Spinney Brothers.
If I were a builder, I'd build you a castle, furnished with love that's true and strong. If I were a builder, I'd use these two hands, working my fingers to the bone. If I were an artist, I'd paint you a picture, so you could see I'm lovesick with the blues. If I were an artist, I'd use just one color, blue would be the color that I choose. But I'm not, so I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure are getting high. If I could, you know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. Singer, I'd sing you a ballad I know would bring a tear to any eye. If I were a singer, I'd sing it so lonesome it would even make me cry. But I'm not, so I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure are getting high. If I could, no I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. So I don't, and I can't, so I won't. The expectations sure are getting high. If I could, you know I would, and I really know I should. All I can do is say I'm gonna try. All I can do is say I'm gonna try.
Shining in the sunlight, roaring engines, headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me alone. Silver wings, slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I'd cry. Don't take that airplane ride, 'cause you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. Oh, they're taking you away and leaving me alone. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Thank you. Don't leave me, I'd cry. Don't take that airplane ride, 'cause you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engine headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Slowly fading out of sight. Silver wings, slowly fading out of sight.
That was Alan Spinney from the Spinney Brothers, and a lovely version of Merle Haggard's song. Merle Haggard writes great songs that can be done by bluegrass bands, sticking either close to what the way Merle did them, or even just revitalizing them in lots of ways, you know, adding bluegrass touches to them. We did Mama Tried and Irma Jackson and some other things like that from Merle Haggard. Great songs. Oh, let's listen to Michelle Nixon now. Young woman with a fine band. The band's Michelle Nixon on vocals, Vernon Hughes on mandolin and vocals, Jim Green on bass and vocals, Jason Davis on banjo, Justin Haynes on fiddle, and Eddie Shifted on guitar. And the band is called Drive, Michelle Nixon and Drive. And this is from the album entitled It's My Turn. And we've got a track to start off with, Harlan, written by Tom T. Hall, who's a real bluegrass man through and through, and a mandolin player, I understand. And then a song from Michelle, written by Michelle, called No Matter. Lovely music from Michelle Nixon and Drive.
Heart of Kentucky, Harlan, is the home of my dreams. Harlan, put the blues in the bluegrass, coal dust in the little mountain streets.
Long before the highways and the highlands, long before the metal pipes and wires, people worked the land and made their living, making do with water and with fire.
Harlan is the heart of Kentucky. Harlan is the home of my dreams. Harlan, put the blues in the bluegrass, coal dust in the little mountain streams. Heart of Kentucky, Harlan, is the home of my dreams. Harlan, put the blues in the bluegrass, coal dust in the little mountain streams. Heart of Kentucky, Harlan, is the home of my dreams. Harlan, put the blues in the bluegrass, coal dust in the little mountain streams.
inside of me. Then you left me here to live in misery. No matter how hard I try, no matter how many years go by, this heart still ain't over you yet. All again and never look back. Or would you take the time to look at love once more before you went and walked yourself right out the door? No matter how hard I try, no matter how many years go by, this heart still ain't over you yet.
Michelle Nixon and Drive doing the song No Matter, and that's a great song. Kicks along real nicely. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and you might be in one of the access radio stations all around New Zealand. I hope you're enjoying it. If you're listening live on radio, just the old-fashioned way, you're around the Hamilton area, you're listening to Free FM 89.0, and thanks very much for tuning in. And some of those people were listening came to our Hamilton County concert at the Cook last week, and I really appreciated you coming along and talking to me and mentioning the show. Thank you very much. And some of you are tuning in on podcasts and listening in all parts of the world. I'm amazed at the technology that allows a local radio show to be broadcast to the world just a few hours later. But it's there, so I hope you're enjoying it too. Let's listen to a classic tune now, Jerusalem Ridge, Bill Monroe tune from the Blue Moon of Kentucky album, a tribute to Bill Monroe's music, put together by banjo player Mike Scott, who's playing on all the tracks. And there's some great tunes on it, all Bill's tunes. And Mike's playing banjo. We've got Brian Sutton playing guitar on this track. We've got Aubrey Haney playing fiddle. We've got Mike Compton playing mandolin. And we've got Ben Isaacs playing bass. And this is the way Jerusalem Ridge should sound. Kenny Baker does a fine version too, of course, as you can imagine. It's a bit different, like many of Bill's tunes. Got a different feel to it, different groupings and of sections. We played it, Sandra, and played it at Back Porch Bluegrass just the other Sunday, and we need to work on it a little bit more with all these different sections. Confuse you if you don't know what is coming up. This is how to play Jerusalem Ridge. Thank you.
excited to be here.
Was the band Mountain Heart at their live concert at Ann Arbor, Michigan in 2007. A couple of tracks from, or a track from them there. A lot of energy in that band, eh? Oh, great sounds. And we'll probably hear more from them in another time. So much good music on the album, it's real hard to sort out just a track. I'm going over to the USA. This month of June will be in the USA and going to the Father's Day Festival in Grass Valley, California on the third weekend of June, and that's going to be a real treat, I tell you. I've been to the Father's Day Festival before, and it is such a wonderful event to go to up amongst the tall, towering trees there, and great music. Dora Lawson is going to be there. I'm going to a music camp. Laurie Lewis is going to be teaching there. We might hear from her a little bit later on in the program. The Kathy Kallick band, I'm sure I'll see. There are lots of favourites of mine. Bill Evans and Sawmill Road are going to be there. Now, some of you will remember when a band called X-Train came to New Zealand, had a concert down in the gardens, in the auditorium down the gardens in Hamilton, and Mark Miracle's mandolin player for that band. Well, he also plays with the band Sawmill Road. Steve Spurgeon on bass, Bruce Johnson on fiddle, Charles Edsel on guitar, Dick Brown on banjo, and Mark Miracle on mandolin. And I've got a couple of tracks from their album entitled Sawmill Road, and they have a guest vocalist on the one that I've one that I've chosen to play called Roger Reed. Lovely controlled harmonies in this old country song, Let's Be Sweethearts Again. And then a great instrumental called Brand New Pair of Breeches. Let's have a listen to Sawmill Road.
Darling, just you and
Well, what a great tune that was. Brand New Pair of Britches by Sawmill Road. And hopefully I might request that one when we get there and say, yeah, play that one. They say, ooh, forgotten that one. You know what bands are like these days. I always like to play a bit of old-time music, you know that. And this is from the Oh Brother, The Series Continues, one of those CDs, capitalising on the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, of course. But there's been some reissues with lots of old-time music, the sort that might have been found in the movie. You've got to take a track like this one. Jimmy Rogers. I've always loved Jimmy Rogers' music, and he just did so much to popularize country music, and he identified with so many people, died at a tragically young age, and wrote some and played some wonderful songs and just performed excellently. And here is one of his real classics, Waiting for a Train, 1928 Victor recording. And just got, the words are still very vital and still magic. The opening lines just really grab you and draw you into the song. And a classic old-time music, really, that led on to country music as we know it and even bluegrass music. Excellent song. Great. I'm amazed at how contemporary the words are, and that is a real magic of the songwriter to write a song for all ages and all times. Well, here's something a little bit different for you now. One of the fine young banjo players to come out of Australia is William Louis, son of Martin Louis and Karen Lynn. And William just took up banjo playing when he was before he started school age, and just developed into this astonishing banjo player. And we've got William and his dad Martin playing on this William is in the left channel and Martin is in the right channel. If you're listening in stereo, great backup from Glenn Scarrett, Andrew Richardson, Nigel Lever, Pete Dennehy and James Church. And I'll read the notes because it sums it up beautifully. William recorded this when he was 8 years old. At the time of recording, he had been playing banjo for 5 years. From the age of five, he has been composing his own tunes, four of which are on the CD, and I'm going to play one of them. William has never been formally taught banjo. Instead, he has learned by watching, listening, and experimenting. All tracks were recorded live in one room with minimum overdubs as a true representation of original bluegrass recordings. We recorded these 12 tracks over 2 days. For an 8-year-old, this was a phenomenal effort. And this is, and you'll hear him play and you think I'm just amazed. Last time I saw William, he is working on his mandolin playing, and his mandolin playing was just like his banjo playing and equally phenomenal. So let's hear a tune that William composed and perfect for a young guy. It's called The Old Wobbly Tooth. William Louis and the Old Wobbly Tooth, great instrumental from him, and some fine playing, mixing in, doing the harmony parts with his dad, doing the backup behind the other players as well. Very mature approach for a musician aged 8 years old. Oh, we're going to hear from the Grascals now. This is a very commercial recording as a tribute to the Andy Griffith Show, the music of the Andy Griffith Show, rather. They had the Andy Griffith Show had the Darling Family on, which was really the Dillards, and they used to do all sorts of music on there, but very straightforward bluegrass, really. And the Grascals, who are a top bluegrass band, doing a tribute to that, some simple tunes that you might have heard on the Andy Griffith Show. And banjo, fine banjo playing by Kristen Scott Benson, Jeremy Absher and fiddle, Daddy Roberts on vocals and mandolin, Jamie Johnson on vocals, Terry Smith on vocals and bass, Terry Eldridge on vocals and guitar. They're a great band, and but they're real straightforward tunes. Bile and Cabbage Down, and we're going to hear an old hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. This is from the little CD, it's only got 7 tracks in it, Dance Till Your Stockings Are Hot and Raveling. Denver Pyle was old man darling, and he had all these wonderful sayings. Have a listen to some classic bluegrass.
Biscuits brown. The only song that I can sing is Bile and Cabbage Down.
Grandma had a muley cow, muley since she's born. Took the Jaybird 40 years to fly from Hornhorn.
Bile and Cabbage Down, baked and biscuits brown. The only song that I can sing is Bile and Cabbage Down.
Summertime, I love her in the fall. If I can't have my own true love, I won't have none at all.
Bile and Cabbage Down, baked and biscuits brown. The only song that I can sing is Bile and Cabbage Down.
Shine for me, clear as the morning glow.
Bile and Cabbage Down, baked and biscuits brown. The only song that I can sing is Bile and Cabbage Down.
Thank you.
leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord's near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Everlasting Arms.
Well, they're a fine band, aren't they? They're just great, and they just nail everything. All the harmonies are excellent. Love that old hymn song. Well, it's obviously time that we for our gospel song, and leading on the Everlasting Arms is Doyle Lawson. I'll be talking to him in 3 or 4 weeks' time. From his album, There's a Light Guiding Me, here's a track called Calling to That Other Shore. And on the band this time, Dor Lawson, Owen Saunders, Steve Gully doing the leads and the tenor, Dale Perry doing the bass playing and the bass singing, Barry Abernathy on banjo. Now, Barry, the banjo player, was playing in an earlier track that we heard today, from the band Mountain Heart. And Doyle produced the album, and it sounds just like his groups have always sounded. Excellent music, Calling to That Other Shore.
I'm calling from this land of trouble, trying to reach that other shore, trying to reach that land of gladness where all trouble is no more. It's far away, there's no connection. Sinner man, beware, beware. When your God descends upon you, it will be too late for prayer. This land of trouble, trying to reach that other shore, trying to reach that land of gladness where all trouble is no more. It's far away, there's no connection. Sinner man, beware, beware. When your God descends upon you, it will be too late for prayer. Land of trouble, trying to reach that other shore, trying to reach that land of gladness where all trouble is no more. It's far away, there's no connection. Sinner man, beware, beware. When your God descends upon you, it will be too late for prayer. When your God descends upon you, it will be too late for prayer.
Oh, they're a stunningly tight vocal and instrumental band, Dor Lawson and Quicksilver, Calling to That Other Shore. Here's a Kathy Kallick band with a song entitled Bird.
A broken wing, but its heart beat still and its black feet I had a look to kill. I was afraid to reach out my hand. 'Cause I've been hugged by a bird before. Even if it's hugged, it can still make war with its razor beak. It can leave deep scars, but I still reach out my hand. Because a mighty heart lifts that feathered breast, and one broken dream shouldn't end the rest. And my own life here can't stop this fool again. I can still reach out my hand. Just looks alive with a different name. I just recognize the look of pain in this wounded bird again. So maybe if I wear thick gloves, maybe if my heart is filled with love, I wonder what it is I'm so scared of, looking at this wounded bird. Because a mighty heart lifts and feathered breast, and one broken dream shouldn't end the rest. And my own blind fear can't stop this fool again. I can still reach out my hand. This time I'll be a wiser fool. The deep blue sky is an endless pool filled with possibilities. Because a mighty heart lifts a feathered breast, and one broken dream shouldn't end the rest. And my own blind fear can't stop this fool again.
The Kathy Kallick Band with a song called Bird. Well, it's time to end Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed some of the tracks I've played for you today. It's been a wide and varied selection, hasn't it, from Jimmy Rogers up to Mountain Heart, lots in between, and I just can't get my impending holiday out of my mind. I'm getting into bluegrass mode and bluegrass festival mode, I tell you. It's quite exciting. Us 70-year-old guys don't get that much excitement sometimes. And perfect. I can't think of a better song to finish on than Laurie Lewis, who I'll be seeing over there, and a song entitled Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. She learned this from a recording of an early country music star, Wilma Lee Cooper. Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow, that's me. See you later.